welcome to today's episode of the Vampire Diaries podcast. Thank you so much for choosing my podcast. It really means a lot to me, and I hope you enjoy this Friday's episode. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Vampire Diaries podcast. So before we start, I just want to say a couple of things. I'm really sorry for the delay on this week's and last week's episode. Or not last week's episode, but the last episode was delayed by a day, and this episode was delayed by a whole week. I've been starting online school, and it's a lot, and I'm trying to balance everything out, but I'm getting control of it. I'm getting used to it, I promise, and there will be more regular releases from now on. So I just wanted to quickly apologize for that. And also, I wanted to say, I kind of decided to do the episodes a little bit differently. Instead of doing the summary and then talking about everything, I'm kind of going to talk about everything as it goes, just because I think that it kind of moves smoother that way, I guess, instead of trying to do the whole thing and then go back and talk about certain things. Especially if you don't really care about hearing the summary and you only really care about like what I'm talking about. So yeah. So today we're going to be discussing season 1, episode 4, called Family Ties. And last week's episode, the week before, we ended it with Elena was sleeping and Damon was like stroking her face while she was sleeping. So this episode starts with the news, and Elena kind of is in her house and she walks down and it's on the news, and there's the news guy named Logan Fell, who's kind of important later. And it's basically saying that Elena was killed in an animal attack. And then she sees Damon in her house and he starts chasing her, and then he kills her. And then Stefan wakes up and it was a dream, and Damon was inside of Stefan's head. So you kind of learn that vampires can get inside of other vampires' heads. I don't even remember if they can do it with humans. Wow, I'm really bad at this. Sorry. And they can kind of make them see, or in this case, dream what they want them to. And then Stefan tries to attack Damon, and Damon's talking about how they caught the animal and it was a mountain lion and everything's safe in Mystic Falls, when really obviously it wasn't a mountain lion, it was Damon. And then Damon says the iconic line, "My good looks, my style, my charm, and my unflinching ability to listen to Taylor Swift." And then Damon stabs Stefan, but then once Damon leaves the room, Stefan takes out the knife that Damon stabbed him with, and he lifts up his shirt, and you see it heal really quickly. So obviously they have these little healing powers, I guess. And then there's Stefan's diary voiceover, and then it goes to the Gilbert house, and Jenna is watching the news, and Logan Fell, the same news guy from the dream, is on the TV, and Jenna's calling Logan names and stuff, like when she says that I love is Logan Scumfell, because his name is Logan Fell, so she just puts scum in there because he's a scum. And she says that he's the reason she moved away from Mystic Falls, obviously, until she had to come back and take care of her sister's kids. But so you can kind of tell, I can't remember if it was the last episode, or I'm pretty sure it was the last episode, where she was talking about how her dating life is not very successful. So and then Elena is talking about, she's polishing up these family heirlooms that she's gonna give to Mrs. Mayor, Carol Lockwood, who you meet literally like 2 minutes later, but and then Stefan comes to her house and it cuts to them kissing in her bedroom. But then when the vampires smell like and then when they smell blood, their face, like, you see these, like, vein things under their eyes. So Stefan gets his little vein thing. So he turns away because obviously that's not natural. And then they decide to, like, slow it down. And then Elena invites Stefan to the Founders party. Because apparently the quote-unquote, the Salvators aren't invited anymore. And she talks about this heritage project that was important to her mom. And I guess you kind of infer that that's what the heirlooms are for. And then it cuts to Caroline trying on dresses with Damon. And he compels her to take him to the Founders party because he needs to go. And then Damon's reading Twilight and he's basically saying how wrong it is. And it's kind of funny. And he says that vampires burn in the sun, but he has his ring, as we kind of know a little bit about, but not really. So his ring that he wears protects him from the sun, because in this world, they don't sparkle, they burn. And then he tells her kind of how you become a vampire. He doesn't really go in depth into it, but he says it's like a whole complicated thing where somebody has to feed on a vampire's blood and then they have to die and then they have to feed on a human, but you kind of learn more about how that happens later. And then he tells her that he's gonna kill her, but not yet. And I kind of talked about it in the last episode with Connor, but Damon's very toxic in the, like, especially season one, because, again, like I said in the last episode, I have watched the whole series, and I love Damon, because obviously there's character development and everything, but, like, now that I'm rewatching it, I kind of, because obviously when I first watched it, I despised Damon. I thought, oh, he's attractive, but, like, he's an ass. He's toxic and rude and manipulative and also a murderer. But then as the series went on, I started to love him more and more because, again, character development. And I was like, I love you, Damon. You're literally the best person ever. But now that I'm rewatching it, I'm kind of realizing, like, how bad he is. And I'm like, oh, how can you hate Damon? Especially, I say that a lot to people who, like, don't like him. But most of the time, the people that don't like him are, like, just beginning to watch it. Cause I was Team Stefan in the beginning, like, cause I was like, Damon's a jerk. Damon's awful, you know, and he's so manipulative. He's literally telling Caroline he's gonna kill her. And so I kind of get it, like, he's awful, but I still can't hate him because A, his humor is just amazing, and I've always loved his humor, and he keeps his humor throughout all 8 seasons. Like 170 something episodes, I think. He keeps his humor, and he has many iconic funny lines, and I always, like, I loved him for his humor and stuff, but then again, like, you don't really like him in the beginning, because I don't think you're meant to like him in the beginning, because he's just a jerk, and he's just there, he is something he needs to do, there's a reason why he's there, he's gonna do anything he needs to do to get it, kill anyone, do anything he needs to get it, which, it's episode 4, and we still don't know why Damon's there. We kind of know why Stefan's there. He just wants to kind of start over, and obviously Elena drew him in, and now he's kind of falling for her. But we still don't know why Damon's there, and he's kind of, and he's just, you know, obviously annoying Stefan, being manipulative to Caroline, harming her. And, like, even though at the beginning you also don't like Caroline, like, she's annoying and rude and inappropriate and everything,
you still obviously feel bad for her, because even though she's, like, the mean girl stereotype, she doesn't deserve to die. Like, you don't want her to die. So, yeah. And then it cuts to Vicky serving the Lockwoods in the grill. And Tyler's just completely blowing her off. Like, she's trying to be... She's very perky, kind of, in the scene. Because, obviously, Tyler, her boyfriend, is there with his parents. And she's just very, like, perky. She's like, hi, can I get you any... Like, you know, she's very nice. And Tyler is just completely blowing her off. And he's ignoring her. And you learn that I've said this in the episode 3 episode, but... his dad is the mayor, and he's just, like, this rich kid, and, you know, just rich kid vibes, entitled, thinks he can get anything he wants, uses people, you know, he's just a jerk. He's, like, that rich jock who is just a jerk, because he's just a jerk. And then he goes to talk to her, obviously, without his parents there. And he starts being all sweet again, and Vicky kind of tells him off. And again, I don't get why people hate Vicky so much. She has her, like, she's kind of a queen. You know, she's telling him off, but I kind of understand, because then she keeps going back to him, and it's annoying. Because she, like, it's obvious he's not going to change. She's told him off before. He's not changing. He's just staying a jerk, and... she just keeps going back to him, even though she literally has Jeremy right in front of her, who you can tell is gonna love her and respect her, but no, she goes for the jerk. But then he invites her to the founder's party, and she literally had to ask him to ask her, which is not, like, she shouldn't have to do that, especially her boyfriend. Like, it's not just like, oh, they kind of like each other. It's a freaking boyfriend, and they've been dating for kind of a while. And then Bonnie and Caroline are talking, and Bonnie's kind of freaked out. They're talking about, and Caroline is saying that Damon isn't dangerous. And then Ty... it cuts, like, it's going back and forth, but it cuts back to Tyler inviting Vicky to the party, only because she asked. And then Jeremy is kind of talking to her, and he's, like, kind of standing up, but still, she scoffs and walks away. And I'm like, he's literally right in front of you. Like, he's a good person. You can tell he's going to be a good boyfriend, but no, you can't. And he's kind of attractive, but you can, not kind of, he's pretty attractive. But you can kind of, you know. And then she just walks away. And I don't get that. But, oh well. And then it goes to the Salvatore house. And Damon threatens Uncle Zach. But then Stefan walks in and he stops it. And Zach is telling... after Damon leaves, Zach is telling Stefan, like, you have to do something about him. But Stefan can't, because animal blood... he obviously only drinks animal blood... it makes him weaker, and so he can't fight Damon, because he's gonna lose, because he's weaker, because Damon feeds on humans, Stefan feeds on animals. But then you learn that Uncle Zach has a little secret, and he has this vervain stash. If you don't remember, they vaguely talk about it in Friday Night Bites, which is the third episode, but vervain, Stefan put it in the necklace he gave Elena, and it kept Damon from compelling her. So, it obviously, like, it stops that, the compulsion. They can't compel people who are wearing vervain, and they kind of talk about how it weakens them. And, so obviously you can tell it kind of weakens them, but you still don't really know, like, exactly what it does, but you do learn later. And they kind of, Zach and Stefan make a plan to get rid of Damon. And then Tyler comes to the Gilbert house to pick up the heirlooms, and Elena gives it to him. But Jeremy's the one to open the door, and they're very hostile. And Tyler's saying, would it make a difference if I told you I actually liked her? And Jeremy says, no. And I'm like, yeah, it really doesn't make a difference because you're treating her like shit. And also, you don't like her. Like, you're, that's a lie. It's just a lie. He obviously only really wants her for her body. Which is not okay. It's just not okay. And then Bonnie and Elena are, like, painting their nails, I think. And then Elena knows that Bonnie's hiding something. And previously at the grill, Caroline was talking about something. And she told Bonnie something that Damon told her. But Damon knows what he's doing, and he knew Caroline was going to spill. So this is Damon trying to get this to Elena. And Bonnie, so Damon told Caroline, who told Bonnie, who's now telling Elena, that, like, Catherine chose Damon over Stefan, and then Stefan did things like manipulate Catherine until she turned against Damon and stuff like that. But then Elena is like, that sounds like one person's side of the story, which obviously it is. And you honestly can't even know if it's true or not, because obviously, like I said before, Damon is being very manipulative. So maybe it's not even really what happened. But Bonnie still doesn't like Stefan. You don't really know her feelings about Damon. She doesn't really say anything about it. And then it cuts to Damon and Stefan getting ready. And Damon says, "You're dead, dude, get over it," to Stefan. Which, again, the humor is immaculate. but, yeah. And it's great. We love it. We love the humor. We don't really like how he acts season one because he's a jerk and he's manipulative and just very toxic. And then Mrs. Lockwood calls Elena and says that she's missing this pocket watch. And then Elena figures out that Jeremy stole it, and she goes in and tries to take it, and he gives it to her, but he tells her that it was supposed to go to the firstborn son, like, but obviously his dad couldn't give it to him because his dad died, but he still wanted it because obviously it was supposed to be his. And then Elena says, like, it's still yours, we're just, like, lending it to them. But she takes it. And then it goes back to Damon and Stefan, and Stefan says an iconic line. I like being the eternal stud. And I, like, every episode there's multiple iconic lines, and I feel like I'm saying that too many lines are iconic, but there's so many iconic lines in the series. Like, Damon alone has so many. I swear he has, like, one from, like, every episode. Not every episode, but he has a lot. And they're very hostile towards each other again. I'm rewatching it, and it's very different because obviously that's not how they act later in the series, if you have seen the rest of the series. If not, I'm sorry. I'm trying my best not to spoil, but a couple hints might be given. And Damon talks about Catherine. And then Damon pours himself a drink because Stefan had a drink of bourbon. Just a glass of bourbon. But Damon knew that there was vervain in the bourbon. And then he says, "Now I'm going to have to go to the party angry. Who knows what I'll do?" Which, obviously, he's a murderer. You don't know what he's going to do. And it's, like, scary. So, and then Stefan goes down and talks to Zach, and Stefan says how he didn't think it was gonna work, but it did lower his guard, and Damon isn't gonna think that he's gonna try to do something else so soon. So, and then Zach gives Stefan a little thing of vervain, which obviously we saw vervain was a plant. It looks like lavender, but then he made it into a liquid, I guess. I don't really know how that works, where you can make plants into, like, liquids, like, but it works somehow. And then they're at the party, and everybody's in a line, and before they go into the party, like, they greet Mr. and Mrs. Mayor. And Vicky shows up, but Tyler takes her around the back because he doesn't want her meeting his parents because he's a jerk and he's this rich jerk, you know? He sucks. He's horrible. I hate him with a burning passion. And then Stefan takes the vervain to the party, and Elena, before she leaves, she gives Jeremy the compass. And she says he can have it, which I think was very good of her because, you know, obviously he might not have a lot of things left of his parents, and I think it's really nice that she gave it back to him. And then Caroline comes with Damon, and Mrs. Lockwood invites Damon into the house, which, obviously, vampires, they have to be invited into the house. So she says you can come in, and Damon is now welcome into the Lockwood house anytime he likes. And Caroline talks to her mom, and you can kind of tell the relationship with her mother is, it's not a very good one, which I don't really know if this counts as a spoiler, but obviously it gets much better and they're a lot closer later in the series. So again, it's very weird. It's very different for me because if I ever rewatch episodes, obviously I rewatch the whole series, but I haven't rewatched the whole series in a couple of months. And when I rewatch, I'll rewatch certain episodes, but all of them are kind of later in the series. I don't really watch a lot of season one. So the relationship between Caroline and her mother is very different. They're very distant. Caroline has a huge attitude towards her mother, which, you know, normal teenagers do, but, it's not a very good relationship with her mom. And then Elena comes in with Stefan, and Mr. Lockwood, the mayor, invites Stefan in. So now Stefan is officially invited into the Lockwood Mansion. And Caroline tells her mom that her dad is in Memphis with Stephen. Which you don't know what happened to her dad yet, like what happened between her parents yet, but you kind of can tell something has to do with this Stephen. Yeah, you learn more about that, like, a couple episodes, I guess. I always say, you learn more about that later, because they talk about things a little bit, but they don't fully explain them, and then you learn more about it later, and they do that a lot. And Jenna is at the party, and she sees Logan, obviously ex-boyfriend, and he tries to talk to her, and he tries to ask her out, but she's a queen, and she insults him, like, a whole bunch of times, and he says, "You haven't changed," and she says, "No, I have, I'm meaner," and I love Jenna so much. She's literally a queen. She's iconic. I love her. She's one of my favorite characters, and I love her. She's beautiful and amazing and a queen, and, yeah, she's, like, that cool aunt, except now she's not aunt, she's, like, legal guardian, but she's still, like, beautiful and amazing. And then Elena sees Stefan and Damon on the list of the original founders of Mystic Falls, which is from, like, the 1860s. So I can't remember if it was 1864, but it was in the 1860s. And she's like, "Oh, like, why are your names on there?" And Damon he comes in with Caroline and makes an excuse saying that those were the original Salvatore brothers, and those, like, are who they were named after and stuff. Because obviously Stefan and Damon, old names, not common whatsoever, so. But you know what? Yeah. That's fine. And then Caroline makes Stefan dance. so that Elena and Damon can be alone together. Like I said, Damon knows exactly what he's doing. So, then Stefan goes and dances with Caroline while Damon and Elena are left alone. And Damon apologizes for trying to kiss Elena. And he always hints at, like, Catherine. And he hints that, oh, he's so hostile and stuff with Stefan because of Catherine. And, like, he always hints at it because obviously he wants Elena to question it. He wants her to turn against Stefan. Why? We don't know. But he does. And then Stefan gives Caroline a drink of champagne. And, oh yeah, and by the way, Caroline's mom is the sheriff, and her name is Liz, Elizabeth Forbes. And, yeah, she's great. She's not great at the beginning. and then, this is important, Stefan gives Caroline a drink, importante. And then Damon gives Elena a history lesson that the original, quote-unquote original, it was really just them because obviously they're vampires. They had someone in this church that was fired on by Confederate soldiers, and there was someone that they loved in there, so they tried to, like, save her, I guess, and they got shot and died. And Elena asks, like, who? And Damon says, I guess he's trying to act like, oh, I guess, but, like, obviously it was him, so he knows it was a woman. Who? I don't know. What portrait of somebody who they keep talking about who looks exactly like Elena is from 1864, the same year? Catherine. And then Damon says, doesn't it always come down to the love of a woman? And watching this, I kind of thought, you have no idea, man. And then Elena is trying to avoid conflict, and I'm like, yeah, from an experienced watcher who has watched all 8 seasons, that's a funny joke. Elena staying out of conflict. Elena not being in the middle of everything. That's hilarious. And then Tyler is trying to hide Vicky. He keeps her in this bench in the very corner. Nobody can see them. It's dark. There's literally no lights. And he's trying to hide her. And she is telling him off again. She has to tell him off so many times. And it's annoying because I'm like, literally just leave him. And then she leaves and she's obviously pissed. Because Tyler, if you're embarrassed, then, like, you don't have to be with her. Like, don't lead her on. And then, like, you know, he's a jerk. He is a jerk. And then Miss Lockwood calls Vicky trash. And Miss Lockwood is just, we don't like her. She is a jerk. Oh, my God. Like, father and mother. What's the saying? Like. I don't even know. He's like his mom and dad. He's a jerk, just like them. And he's snooty and snobby, and we don't like him. And then there's this, Bonnie is sitting down at a table, and she's by herself, and there's this candle that goes out because of the wind, but then she just looks at the candle, and you can tell she's kind of thinking about something, and then the candle lights, and you're like, because a candle just lit, and she didn't touch it. There were no matches. There were no lighters. Bonnie lit a candle, so there's something going on. And Elena and Stefan start to dance, and it's really cute. And Caroline is saying, like, they look so good together. And Damon says, like, shut up. He doesn't want to hear about it, which I don't know, because obviously he was in love with Catherine, too. Does he kind of like Elena? Oh, my God. I don't know. Hint, hint. And Jenna is a queen, because Logan tries to approach her again and tries to ask her out again, and he apologizes about her. He says, "I'm sorry about your sister," and he was at the funeral and everything, and he tries to get a second chance, and Jenna just says, "Her name was Monica, wasn't it?" And she walks away, and obviously you can tell he cheated on her, which, and that's not nice. It's not nice. He's a jerk. We don't like him. Because he cheated on our queen. I love Jenna. She's amazing. And then it goes back to Elena and Stefan dancing. And Elena is kind of talking about it all, like, all the hostility between him and Damon. It all goes back to Catherine. And Stefan doesn't want to talk about Catherine, but Elena wants Stefan to open up, not just about Catherine, but about anything, because she's kind of realizing she doesn't know who he is, but he knows everything about her. So, you know, she wants to know about him, because obviously they're dating. You need to know who the person is. She wants to know about him, his life, and everything, and she knows nothing. And he is blaming it on Damon. He's like, "Damon got inside your head," like, you know, not literally like he did with Stefan in the dream, but like he's telling her all these things. He's trying to manipulate her, and Elena says, "I guess it's working," because it kind of made her realize, wow, she really doesn't know the person she's dating when he knows everything about her. Like, she opens up to him all the time and tells him about her drama, but he has never said anything. She doesn't know him, and, you know, you need to know the person you're in a relationship with, obviously. And then, Elena is talking with Bonnie, and, Mrs. Lockwood comes and sits down, and Elena tells, Mrs. Lockwood that she couldn't find the watch, when really, she gave it to Jeremy. And then Damon takes a crystal from this box, and Caroline is kind of asking, what is that? And he says, it's very important. And so it's this, like, yellowish crystal. And obviously, that's a part of Damon's, like, plan. So you're kind of wondering, like, what's this crystal? And then Logan tries again. And I was kind of mad at Jenna at this point, because she finally gives in and she agrees to doing lunch with him. And I'm kind of mad, because I really wanted her to hold her ground, but she finally gave in, and now they're having lunch. But I still love her. She's still my queen. I just kind of wish she would have stood her ground, because... Oh, and he's just... It's kind of sad, really. Like, he just keeps going after her. He's just a sad single man who wants Jenna. And then Mrs. Lockwood is talking to, like, a butler, I guess, and Bonnie is in the room kind of listening in, and she's kind of Mrs. Lockwood is yelling at the butler for, like, because all the candles, and there's, like, at least, like, 50 candles in the room, and none of them are lit, and so she tells them to go light them, and so when she's alone in the room, she focuses really hard. And then she turns away and one candle lights. And then as she's exiting the room, she sees a candle that's lit next to her. And she turns around and all of the candles in the room are lit. Which, there's a lot of candles in there. There had to be at least like 50. There's a lot. So, again, there's something going, like, her Grams is saying she's a witch. Maybe she's really a witch. Obviously, vampires are real. Why can't witches be real too? She might be a witch. I don't know. I do know, but we're not going to talk about it till later. And Caroline and Elena are in the bathroom. And Elena sees, like, a hint of one of Caroline's scars. And she takes off the scarf. Like, doesn't officially take it off, but she moves it up. And she sees, like, these bite marks, and she kind of takes off Caroline's jacket thing, and she sees more bite marks, and there are these bruises and bite marks all over her body. And obviously, like any normal person would be, Elena's really worried about her friend, because even though, like, Caroline's, like, this mean girl stereotype, on, and they're not very good friends, and it's a lot. And I remember my first time watching this too, I always thought, like, I kind of felt bad for Caroline because she's, like, it's like there's this friendship between Caroline, Bonnie, and Elena, but Elena and Bonnie are kind of separate from her, and Caroline is left out of a lot of things with Elena and Bonnie. Like, for example, literally earlier that day, they were, like, doing their nails and stuff, and Caroline wasn't there because she was invited, and it could be, like, because of her attitude, or maybe her attitude is because of that. I don't really know. It could go either way. So she's always kind of on the outside of everything. Like, it's Elena and Bonnie, and then there's Caroline who's there sometimes, but it's always, like, Elena and Bonnie. And then Elena can kind of tell, like, it has something to do with Damon, and she goes off on Damon. And again, a lot of people say, like, they hate Elena. I can kind of see why, but I don't hate her personally. It kind of, she has, like, her moments where you're kind of like, like, don't really like her in this moment. But I overall, as a character, I love her. I think she's great. And in this moment, she's kind of a queen. She's, like, telling Damon off because, again, even though her and Caroline aren't close, she's very worried about Caroline. Because that's not okay to have these bruises and bite marks all over your body. Like, you know, it's not healthy. It just really isn't. Basic common sense, that's not good or healthy in a relationship. And she threatens to go to the sheriff, which doesn't really have much meaning to Damon because he's a vampire, but obviously Elena thinks he's a regular person. And then Elena moves on and she apologizes to Stefan, and she tells him about the bite marks, and Stefan says he's handling it, and Elena kind of gets mad because obviously it's her friend, and Stefan knows that this has been going on and he hasn't done anything about it. Like, obviously he says he's handling it, but, like, Elena says you need to go to the police, but obviously you can't just do that because vampires, again, common sense, like, you can't just do that. And then Vicky shows up at Jeremy's house, and she kisses him. Finally, she realizes that Tyler's a jerk, and Jeremy is literally perfect for, like, he's been there all along, like, you know. And then Damon takes Caroline, and Caroline is apologizing. She's like, I didn't tell her anything, I, like, brushed it off, like, but obviously Elena still knew something was wrong. And Damon's mad, and he tells her, like, it's okay, and she keeps apologizing, and he says, it's okay, like, shh, it's okay. But really, that's not the case, because he starts to kill her, but then there's something wrong with her, and he, like, can't, like, feed on her. They call, like, drinking people's blood feeding. He can't feed on her, and Stefan is a genius. He's a king, because instead of spiking Damon's drink with vervain, he spiked Caroline's drink, which obviously entered her system. So, you keep learning more and more about this one herb. So, we know that they can't compel people who have it on them. Like, obviously, Elena was wearing it in her necklace. It weakens them. You don't exactly know how yet. And then, also, they can't ingest it, or else, like, obviously what happened with Damon was he just started gagging, and it, like, you learn that it, like, burns their throat when they ingest it, so. Obviously, it was in her bloodstream, it was going through her system, and he ingested it, so he couldn't feed off of her. And Stefan, takes Damon, because obviously Damon is weak at that point, and he throws him in the cellar with the rest of the vervain, so you can kind of guess that being around it weakens them, too. And then, but Damon left the jewel that he had, and Caroline picks it up, and then Elena comes up, and Caroline keeps saying, like, I'm fine, but obviously, like, she's breaking down. And also, Caroline is, like, unharmed. Like, not, obviously, she's harmed, but there's not, like, blood all over her neck, so what happened? I don't know. She's not, like, profusely bleeding, so obviously she got healed somehow. You find out how later. And Kara breaks down with Elena, and like I said before, Elena and Caroline might not be super close, but they're still, like, Elena's still there for Caroline because they're still, like, somewhat friends. And I thought it was really nice of Elena to be there for Caroline and to just help her, like, just to let her break down in her arms. And then the last scene of the episode is Sheriff Forbes, Mr. and Mrs. Mayor, Mrs. and Mr. Lockwood, and Logan Fell talking about the pocket watch. And Carol Lockwood is saying, oh, Elena says she lost it, but apparently they quote-unquote need it for who knows what. And then Logan says, I can get it, because obviously he's starting to go with Jenna. And Sheriff Forbes says they're back. So they know about the vampires. And that's just the end of the episode, left on a cliffhanger. And I like this episode. I think it's a pretty good one. I think it kind of ups the stakes for everything, because you're kind of seeing how, like, intense everything is. Because obviously in the beginning of any series, like, the stakes aren't as high as they are, like, in the middle of a series. So I think that this episode kind of ups the stakes a little bit. So yeah, that was season 1, episode 4 of The Vampire Diaries. I really hope you enjoyed this episode of my podcast. I hope you come back and listen next week too, and I promise I will have more regular uploads. I promise. I'm trying my best with school and everything. And you can, on my Instagram, which I will say the name of in my outro, I'll be posting updates, and I'll be saying if I am going to maybe skip a week or a day or a couple days, if I do really need to do that, because obviously my school comes first. But yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and you should come back next week, and I will have a new episode next week, I promise. And yeah, I hope you have a great day, I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you next time. Bye! Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Vampire Diaries podcast, and I hope you come back next Friday for a brand new episode. You can email me at thevampirediariespodcast@gmail.com, and you can find me on Instagram @thevampirediariespodcast. Bye!